Iowa is awash in political advertising. That's to be expected, as the presidential caucuses are a little more than a month away. But never before have TV viewers been so inundated with campaign ads. Through the end of last month, presidential candidates spent nearly $4 million on television commercials in Iowa, and that is nearly $40 for every expected caucus-goer. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Democratic presidential candidates are busy crisscrossing Iowa these days in advance of next month's caucuses. But even when the candidates themselves are not here, their TV commercials are.
John Edwards' plan has been called the best platform of all the candidates.
John Kerry will put a stop to George Bush's radical agenda.
When I'm president, I'll go to the Congress and lay aside the Bush tax cuts.
Nearly 11,000 political ads aired in Iowa between January and November. According to researchers at the University of Wisconsin Advertising Project, that's more than three times as many as even New Hampshire viewers were subjected to. At the Southridge Shopping Mall in Des Moines, most department store televisions are mercifully tuned to pre-tape programs. But customers here, like Andy Pratt, have noticed the political ads, not always favorably.
There's quite a few out there. There seems to be at least one every commercial break, I'd say. I think people have their mind made up. I don't think an ad saying, you know, he did this or this and that is really going to change anybody that much.
Cami Olison doesn't pay much attention to the ads, but says they're hard to escape.
Very tiresome. I'm home during the day, so, and the TV's on, it seems like they're just always on.
Dean Johnson is backing Congressman Dick Gephardt of neighboring Missouri, but says he doesn't think the ads make that much of a difference.
I don't think they're very helpful. They're telling the same things that people said 4 years ago and 8 years ago and 12 years ago, and they haven't happened yet.
Former Vermont Governor Howard Dean is the biggest spender on Iowa's airwaves, followed by North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Both were relatively unfamiliar in the state at the beginning of the year. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry and Gephardt are also buying thousands of ads in Iowa, making for a somewhat crowded television field.
I'm John Edwards, and I approve this message.
I'm Dick Gephardt, and I approve this message because it's time we did what's right.
I'm John Kerry, and I approve this message.
I'm Howard Dean, and I approve this message because it's time to take our country back.
Iowa's caucuses are seen by many as an early test of political strength, an important playoff that helps winnow the field for later contests. Political scientist Diane Bystrom of Iowa State University says that's why so many candidates are directing so many of their ad dollars here.
The history of Iowa, they'll tell you that no one can finish less than third in the Iowa caucus and have a prayer to get their party nomination. So I think what's happening in Iowa is that you have four candidates campaigning very hard and spending a lot of money. You've got Dean and Gephardt who are polling first and second, and then I think you have Kerry and Edwards who are trying to get that coveted third spot.
Bystrom, who studies political ads, says for all their griping about the television blitzkrieg, Iowa voters are proud of their first-in-the-nation status.
It's really grassroots politics at its finest. I mean, Iowans really expect to meet a presidential candidate and talk to them before deciding how they're going to vote at the caucuses. And I just moved to Iowa in 1996, so I realize how spoiled Iowans are because, I lived in Nebraska and Oklahoma prior to this, and they don't get this kind of attention.
Some Iowans do appreciate their pampered role in the political process. John Beal is a Dennis Kucinich supporter, who nevertheless turned out in Des Moines this week to hear John Kerry speak. Beal says he'll miss the candidates and even the commercials when they're gone. Having done this every 4 years, he knows how fleeting this political limelight is.
We get some attention for a while, and then we're, pretty much forgotten about.
Professor Bystrom says as more states move their primaries and caucuses closer to Iowa's, the party's nominating process is being compressed into a shorter time period. Ultimately, that means a longer general election season, and those ads will be running in many more states. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Des Moines, Iowa.